Governor Scott and former Governor Charlie Crist spent the debate sharply criticizing each other over everything from the minimum wage to the death penalty. The candidates also engaged in some of the most heated personal attacks in an already harshly negative campaign. In one exchange, Crist accused Scott of being isolated and aloof.
If you're somebody like Rick Scott and you have a private jet and you fly 30,000 feet above people all the time, or you live in an oceanfront mansion, you're out of touch, and you're not feeling what people that are watching tonight are feeling at home.
Scott's response was to call Crist out over his privileged upbringing.
I watched a parent that lose the only family car. I watched the father struggle to buy Christmas presents. I went through all that as a child. Charlie never went through that. Charlie grew up with plenty of money. He's never had to worry about money. He's never had to worry about being laid off.
The debate also featured questions about Cuba, immigration, and whether ex-convicts deserve to have their voting rights restored after they're released from prison. At the Wyndham Riverwalk Hotel, not far from the studios of WJXT, where the debate was taking place, Libertarian gubernatorial candidate Adrian Wiley, watching a live stream of the broadcast, answered each debate question before a room full of his supporters.
The question is, what is the one thing you would do over?
If I had it all to do over again, do exactly what I'm doing. We have an opportunity to win this election, but we're not going to give up. We're going to keep fighting every day. Thank you so much, everyone.
Wiley was not allowed to participate in the three official gubernatorial debates because his approval ratings in the polls failed to reach the required 15%. I'm Sid Hoskinson in Jacksonville.